Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula. This is the end of the chat where every Saturday morning we focus on local players, local coaches, local programs with a local perspective on hip-hop and sports. You have entered the chat. Today we have Chattanooga Prep's basketball team, the three-time state champion, Chattanooga Prep, that is. And we will be breaking this interview into two parts. So in a few minutes, you'll hear the first part. And at the end of the hour, you will hear the second part. So make sure you stay tuned, all right? It's your boy Big Tula. You have entered the chat on Power 94. Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula.
And Nick with the stats.
And we have Chattanooga Prep three-time state champions in the building. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Who all we got with us?
Got Coach Merce in the building.
Darren Robertson.
Joel Bullis.
Casey Watkins.
TJ Foster.
Cadence Collins.
Jaden Lee.
Reed Collins.
Katerrell Watkins.
Corey Anderson.
Coach Cam.
And then we also got my assistant coach.
You got it.
Athletic director, the GOAT, Leah Conley.
We have the whole team in here.
Yeah, literally
Coach
the whole
P
team.
Out there in the hallway.
We just want to take our time to say congratulations again for the three championships. So we want to get y'all in here and talk a little bit about it. So let's start.
I want to know first and foremost, which one of the three means the most to y'all? Mm. I know some of y'all, it's your first one. Some of y'all, it's your second and then your third, obviously. So which one out of the three means the most, was the toughest, and was the easiest?
I say this one mean the most because we won in 2A, 1A them first two times, and so everybody was saying it was too easy, so they was gonna move us up and it was gonna be harder, but so we just had a bigger statement to prove to everybody that we could go in 2A and win it, no difference.
Yeah, they didn't just say it would be harder for y'all. They said y'all wouldn't win it in 2A is what I remember reading. That's what I saw.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm gonna go with DJ. I think this one was the hardest one, the most memorable one. Given with everything that happened with the school last year and the guys that did leave, man, we lost a lot of players last year. I lost my son, you know, dealing with an ACL injury, and also, you know, going up a class. You know, a lot of people said, you know, oh, this is too easy for 1A. They won't do it in 2A, even with the team that we had the last 2 years. But, you know, just coming back and winning 2A with the group that I had now, it just speaks volumes, man. That's why I'm thinking, well, I know this is one of the hardest ones out of the other two. So it was a blessing. These guys put the work in, and, you know, and we came back and got it, brother.
All right, what about you, Ken? What do you think?
I'm going exact opposite of these guys. I'm going to go with the first one.
Okay.
Because just me personally, I had to put the ingredients in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, knowing that these guys was just going to get older, bigger, mature on their own, I said, we got one. I got the recipe, so I can just keep plugging the recipe in because they just going to morph on their own. So for me, it was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about the controversy, you were saying, like, you know, this one, you know, being harder, but each one of them had their own obstacles that you had to face. Like the very first, what was it? The 4 years ago was the first time y'all ever was in the state, and y'all. Mm-hmm. Then you had the first championship, which had all the issues that, you know, a lot of it was off the court type stuff, but you still had to deal with all that stuff. But y'all able to stay together, and then each one being hard on its own based on what was going on outside, but y'all were able to come together and always overcome it. So it's been amazing to watch y'all's journey, to see where y'all got to, and to see that y'all the first team ever in Hamilton County to have a three-peat. It's just amazing.
Yes sir.
Yeah, three consecutive gold balls. And then last year, like you mentioned, like each one had its challenger, whatever. DJ specifically hadn't go up against the other Mr. Basketball finalists, showed him up, and then this year winning Mr. Basketball. I mean, just how's it feel in your senior year to win Mr. Basketball and now have this as your capstone, I guess?
Yeah, it feels great for sure. I say it just shows me that all my hard work, dedication is just paying off, and like it's getting noticed, and it's not like going past people's heads and they just get noticed.
Yeah, definitely. And when we talked before your playoff run, before the state tournament, I kind of gave you your, you know, tournament stats over last year and your total. And I was like, what can we expect this year? And you go, more. I'm going to do more in every stat. And you did, except blocks, because, you know, he made a point earlier. I was like, why did he not have as many blocks as he usually does? Because when you get that name in the paint as like the block defender, I'm going to block you. And, you know, what'd you say specifically?
They just look out for you. So that way they stop going. Like number 22 in the championship did not want no smoke. Yeah, I just want one possession, I think he went through five different screens trying to get off of you, and then he was frustrated. You could see him pass the ball and just be upset that he couldn't get you off of him. And he scored, I think, the first 5 points, but then after that, you just, your body language, you were telling him you want the ball right here. You were telling them, I got him. You weren't checking off, letting anybody else get him. And yeah, he definitely, and then he got dunked on, so he had a bad day.
Well, specifically rebounds and points, you had, I believe, six more points this this year average, and then 3.3 rebounds more. So what was that like for you, especially on the offensive end, to have that much of a jump from last year? Just what were you seeing? What was on the, like, what were you kind of just going through on the court?
Mentality. Just letting the game come to me, like not forcing nothing, just playing within my team, just to do the stuff to help us win.
You actually looked at, you actually have, who's all stats you got there for the past three championships?
So I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know who all was gonna come in today. So I had Joel, I have DJ, and I have Reed. But Reed, you just had the 1 year this year because you weren't obviously on the team last year. So what was, I want to get you in on this one too. What was this championship like for you to come back to this team with guys that you played with since fourth grade and be able to win this in your senior year?
Yeah, it was kind of like a dream come true because I always wanted to win state since I've been playing high school varsity. So yeah, playing with the guys that I've been playing with growing up, it could be better. So
yeah, averaging 17.3 points, 2.3 rebounds, 5 assists, a little less than a steal, and 2.3 blocks per game as a point guard, bro. What was that like for you on the defensive end? We know your offensive game's there, but what about defense?
I'm challenged every day in practice, so in the game it just become easy, like guarding other guards, because I'm guarding DJ in practice, I'm guarding Trail in practice, I'm guarding TJ in practice. So guarding the other guards on the court comes easy.
And what's that like in practice, having to guard DJ over here?
I mean, yeah, it's a battle every day, and we're going to toss max, so that's what, we get each other better every day, so yeah.
And what does coach always say, iron sharpens iron. So I guess that, you know, obviously practice is going to be fun, and having Cam over here training y'all day in and day out, it's got to be fun too. So
the hard work paid off.
Yeah, the numbers speak volumes. Congratulations again on your first one.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Who else do you got?
I got Joel on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Averaging
yeah.
a double-double this year.
Oh, whoa.
So what I got from you was last year and even the year before, you weren't really in double-digit point averages, but this year you averaged 10.6, had 13.6 rebounds, 3.3 assists, even a steal a game, and then just under a block per game. What was that like for you to also have that jump from last year just to have the production this year?
I would like to say it just comes with off-season work, putting in the work in before, and then, yeah, like what Reed said, just comes easy in the game.
Yeah, definitely, and just like you said, the coming easy in the game, having 13.6 rebounds, leading the team in rebounds, I mean, that just shows how good you are down in the paint, and then colleges are also seeing it. I've seen you get several offers. What are you looking forward to most next year?
Just getting better overall, and like my weaknesses, dribbling, being more athletic, shooting the ball better, and yeah, just everything around.
And with that, with all the offers, have you made a final decision yet or not quite yet?
Not really, but I'm starting to look more into it and make my final decision soon.
For sure. You got to let us know when you do, too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you don't have to be so hard yourself. You used to trip over your own feet, but now you're athletic now. You mentioned defense earlier when you were talking about the blocks and everything, and that's one thing that I see y'all pride yourselves on, you always have, but it was like, you know, some people don't like the Super Bowl. It was a very defensive game, and those people, they really like football, like games like that, because you know what it takes to really get a championship. And to see there was moments where y'all were holding them 2 minutes, and it wasn't like they were trying to, you know, in the past y'all played teams where they were trying to hold the ball for 2 minutes because they had a little bit of a lead, but this was 2 minutes of I can't get the look. So that was amazing to see y'all do that, not just once, twice, or three, like the whole game they were taking all the time they had to just try to get a look, and they weren't getting them. So yeah, y'all did amazing this whole season, but that championship game was definitely showed everything that y'all bring to the table. You displayed all of it that day.
So as head coach, seeing that and that effort that he's mentioning, what was that like for you on the sideline, and how pleased were you to see that all your hard, like the coaching and practices and everything, you're having that kind of production in the state championship?
It was a great feeling. I know you hear my assistant back here yelling shot clock. But, you know, that's all we, you know, preach on and practice, defense, defense, defense. We got a bunch of offensive firepower here. Offensively, I wasn't worried about us putting points up on the board, but the main focus was defense, defense. I know we won some games where we let too many teams put up, 60, 70 points, and, you know, although we won, they'll tell you to this day I wasn't happy at all, because, you know, the main thing I was more focused on with this group was is we got to be able to defend, because we might have a game where we're not on offensively, but, you know, our defense pretty much is picks up on the offensive end. So if we can hold teams to under 50 points, if we can, you know, be chaotic, if we can be resilient and relentless, relentless on defense, where we can create more points, create turnovers off of those points as well too. That's what I'm big on. I'm real big on that.
And it was great to hear the crowd actually start cheering on those sequences where there was the 2 minutes of defense where they weren't able to actually know that they understood that what was going on, like y'all were shutting them down.
Yeah.